Hi there. The word for you today is on minor and major gifts. In Romans 12, verse 6, Paul writes, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. To excel at anything, you must discover your major gifts and put them to work. Now, one of Paul's minor gifts was making tents to help support his ministry when it was necessary. But clearly his major gift was teaching and building churches. You say, how can I discover my major gifts? Well, let me give you three answers to that. First, and very important, get God's input. After all, who knows the product better than the manufacturer? You didn't create yourself, so there's no way you can tell yourself what you were created for. But God can, and he will. Listen to his word, James 1 verse 5. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help, and he won't be condescending when you ask for it. So ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. Isn't that a great promise? Here's a second thing when it comes to discovering your major gift. You've got to commit for the long haul. When you were first learning to walk, you spent more time on your bottom than you did on your feet, but you succeeded. That's because you were born to walk. You may discover your major gifts quickly and easily, but developing them to their maximum potential will be the work of a lifetime. So it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you need to see it that way. And the third thing to keep in mind when it comes to discovering your major gift is get feedback from the right people. Asking others for feedback isn't always easy, but it's essential to success. Never be too proud to seek help. And if you're a loner, here's a scripture you need to ponder. It's in Judges 18, verse 28. Listen carefully, and let me read it to you. There was no deliverer because it was too far from Sidon, and they had no ties with anyone. But a word of caution here. Choose people who have no agenda other than to help you. If you do those three things, you will discover your major gifts. And that's the word for you today.